Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
So it's lovely to be here with all of you this morning, and welcome to our online attendees as well. It's great to know that you're out there being a part of this worship service with us and joining your prayers and praise with us. It is a glorious Sunday morning to be here to praise God. My name is Deacon Loretta Jobe. I'm a retired deacon who hangs out around here with all of you wonderful people being in mission together. This is a congregation, as you know, that is here to know God, love God, and serve God. We do that in a variety of ways, some of which you can find on the connection cards that were inside your bulletin. Some have been on the screen scrolling before service started. So take a moment, if you would, to fill out that connection card, see what's happening, see where you want to get involved, because there is lots happening here to get you connected to others, connected to the church, and connected to the community. There are also prayer cards. They're yellow. They're in the pew back racks in front of you. This is a congregation that prays, so please take time, take a minute to take that. And if you need prayer or someone you know is in need of prayer, please fill one of those out. This morning we have Rose Bledsoe. Bledsoe and Bob Hemphill here to help with worship this morning. I have three announcements to go over. The first is exciting news for what's happening today is the children's musical. It is at 5 p.m. today. Please come and see a fabulous performance. I know that Susan and the kids have put a lot of work into it, and as always, it will be a spectacular event. On Wednesday night is the Christmas party, the children's Christmas party, Light of the World, on the 13th, 6 to 8:30. There is a pre-registration online, so if you've got a preschooler, not a preschooler, middle schooler, or elementary school that wants to come, please sign them up and let people know that they're going to be there. Christmas Eve worship. If you haven't been paying attention, it's going to be a little different this year. 11 a.m., one service Sunday morning with the kids and their families, and lots of joy and laughter. 2 p.m. will be an acoustic worship, guitar-led, over at the Whitmore Lake campus, a little quieter service. 5 p.m. here, the praise band will be here to kick things off and get us in the holiday mood. And then 7 and 9, we'll have the handbells and the choir. All the services will include Holy Communion candles, glow sticks for those who aren't safe with candles. You know who you are. I'm not going to say anything. Anyway, so, and then December 31st, we also have only one service that morning. That will be at 11 o'clock. Here at the Brighton campus, 9:15 at the Whitmore Lake campus. So if you get here at 9:30, join the others who didn't remember and celebrate the new year together. That's all of the announcements for today. Please let us join in the music for our Advent candle light.
Oh. Advent is a time when we wait with a spirit of peace, rejoice in the hope that Christ brings, and anticipate the joyful birth of our Savior. Perhaps we'd like to rush to the manger to see the precious scene, but the journey to Bethlehem is long, and our waiting continues. Before the angels rejoice, and before the baby is born, there is surprising news for Joseph to receive. Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. This morning we light the candles on the Advent wreath to remind us that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us, bringing peace, hope, and joy to the world. Peace, hope. Amen.
Loretta was looking directly at me when she made that comment about the glow sticks. It just felt like it anyway. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord Jesus, we come before you seeking joy this morning. Give us the joy of the promise of Jesus with us amidst the troubles of our world. Give us the joy of faith and community in Christ amidst the loneliness that often surrounds us, and help us to spread your joy to others, the deep inner joy that brings us peace, no matter what the circumstances. Amen. Please be seated. Well, that was wonderful. The scripture reading this morning comes from Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25. Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But when he had just resolved to do this, an angel from the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had given birth to a son, and he named him Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Oh, good morning, dear church family. How are you this morning? I hope you are feeling joyful and well. It is so wonderful to be with you. Will you please pray with me? Oh, God of goodness and joy, oh, loving Savior, on this day of worship, we come with hearts ready to embrace one another and hearts ready to be open to you. Oh Lord, may you speak to us through the words of Scripture and the songs that we sing. May your presence be felt in this space as we commune and converse with one another. Oh Lord, help us to embrace hope this day, to live peace, to be joy, to share your abundant love. And Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you who are our rock and our Redeemer, our Emmanuel, God who is always with us, and the one who calls us your beloved children. In Christ's holy name we pray these things. Amen. Today is Joy Sunday. Yes, today is Joy Sunday. Amen. We get to light the third candle on the Advent wreath, the candle of joy. And I have been waiting for this for so many weeks in our season of gray Michigan and long nights, darkness. I have been waiting to light the candle of joy. It always makes me think of the song, "I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay." I think of that song every third Sunday of Advent, and I can't help but the little kid camper within me just kind of bubble up with joy. I feel like praising God this day. I feel like saying, like, hallelujah, right? Amen. Say it with me, hallelujah. Amen. Yes, let's wake up and sing and praise God. We need to get Mike Tooman in here to like jump around for us a little bit. Wake us up. Today we come on this third Sunday, and we have lit two candles before. We've lit the candle of peace and the candle of hope. And now we light the third one. On that peace candle, that first Sunday, we lit the candle of peace, making this commitment to pray for peace in the world, but not just pray, but then to be action bearers, to stand up and to work for peace on earth, to live peace each day of our lives, to seek to do that. And we lit the candle of hope, knowing that in this season of waiting, this season of anticipation, that we can cling to hope on those dark Michigan nights and those gray Michigan days. We can look for hope around us in the midst of uncertainty and when our faith feels shaky. And these times we can turn to hope, we can embrace hope even when it's just this little tiny flickering candle. But today our light starts to grow stronger, doesn't it? As we light that joy-filled candle, and it makes me want to dance, it makes me want to get on my tap shoes and dance up here this morning and praise God, and it reminds me of Psalm 98, a great song of praise, We sing all these beautiful songs of the season on the radio and in the worship setting, but I think of Psalm 98, a song of praise. Church, will you hear the psalm with me this morning? It says these words, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory. The Lord has made known his victory, and he has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. So let us make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and with the lyre and the sound of melody. And with trumpets and the sounds of the horn, make a joyful noise before the king, before the Lord." I say we could make a joyful noise with our bell choir. That should be added in there. "Let the sea roar and all that fills it and the world and those who live in it. And let the floods clap their hands and let the hills sing together for joy at the presence of the Lord. For he is coming to judge the earth and he will judge with the world with righteousness and the people with equity." Amen. This Psalm 98, it was written by a poet, right? It was a psalm of poetry. It's this poem, this song that was crafted, giving us a moment to pause and reminding us of the goodness of God, calling us to praise. God is a marvelous God. Marvelous God. Oh, joyful God. So one of my favorite songs we got to sing this morning in worship, "Joy to the World." I love that song. Anybody else love that song? Yes. It's this upbeat, praise-filled song with lyrics that point us to the joy of Jesus and the joy that he brings to this world. Here's a few fun things to know about this song. Did you know that this beloved song was written over 300 years ago? 300. But you know what? It didn't start out as a song. It started out as a poem. And for a good 100 years, it was a poem, that first 100 years of its life, and it was written as a poem by an English minister and a writer named Isaac Watts. He published it in 1719, over 300 years ago. So some 100 years later after that, an American composer named Lowell Mason turned that poem into a song, and it became one of our beloved classic songs we love to sing, and it's made its way into the United Methodist hymnal. I don't have the page number for you this morning, but it's in there. And did you know this famous "Joy to the World" song gained its inspiration from Psalm 98, which I just shared with you? Isaac Watts turned to the Psalms and found inspiration. And you know what? He was writing not about Jesus' birth or the incarnation. He was writing of Jesus' second coming. But in the church, some 300 years later, we can open up our hymnal and we can see that it's located in the pages of the Advent, the Christmas carols. And for 300 years, it has spoken of the joy of Jesus, whether it's the second coming, the long-awaited second coming of Christ, or the incarnation. We sing it this time, this Advent season, as we wait and we rejoice and we look forward to Christmas Eve. This beautiful poem, it started as a poem, and it became this Christmas classic that became a song. Kind of happened, I think, by accident. The poet never intended it to be a song, but some plans changed along the way and something joyful happened, something very unexpected. Unexpected things have a way of working out and bringing joy. Does it remind you of any scripture passage we read this morning? Something unexpected? I'm wondering how much joy Joseph was feeling when he got the news. I wonder this morning how much joy he felt when the angel visited. As the scripture lesson tells us this morning, there's this dream, and an angel tells Joseph that Mary is pregnant. Nope, he's not the father, but Mary, this young woman, this 13, 14, maybe 15-year-old young woman, she is pregnant. And I think he had this way of staying amazingly calm when he woke from this dream. And he did what the angel of the Lord had instructed. He stayed engaged to Mary. He accepted God's son as his own. He gave him the name Jesus. And he experienced, I think, he experienced joy and a rather unexpected surprise that came his way. For Joseph, things were not going as according to plan, were they? Not for Mary either. The whole cast of biblical characters that we read into this narrative, that things weren't going as they had planned. Are you a checklist person like me? Do you find joy of checking the box or crossing it off or using your like Google Calendar and you just find like certainty and order with a plan? Yes, there are people in this room like that. There are also probably adventure seekers and people that like to mix up their day and have the end of the day not quite be like the one before it, and you want to like mix things up and find something new and maybe have an adventure and have a surprise, and I like that too. I'm sure there are those thrill-seeker adventurous folks in the room as well. If that's you, then maybe you would have received the news a little better than some of us that like to check the box. Things weren't going as planned, and a surprise was around the corner, a joyful one. Because even though Mary and Joseph received something that was unexpected and unplanned for perhaps, the surprise was that Emmanuel, God, would be with us. I think back to March 2020, right? We've had a few surprises along our ways. Maybe even the adventure seekers among us have decided, I like things to go planned a little bit more. Kind of don't like the unexpected thing. I've kind of gotten burned out by that, right? Does anybody, you know, like surprises a little bit less since March of 2020? We can all maybe relate a little bit. But perhaps when life takes us on unexpected journeys and we're having to dig through and make our way through it all and make meaning and understanding through the hardships or the praises, perhaps we can discover and remember that there's a joy there, a deep, deep joy that we can cling to, knowing that Emmanuel, God, is with us. And so whether it's a hard health diagnosis that has received our way or a challenging financial situation or relationships that are rocky, or maybe there's a surprise that comes our way that is truly delightful and wonderful, we can know, whether it's Mary or Joseph or ourselves, that God is Emmanuel, and God is with us. And things maybe hadn't gone exactly how we had planned or hoped for, but through it all, God is there. I hope this morning that as you sing your songs of praise, I hope this morning as you see the candles on the Advent wreath, I hope this morning as you shake hands or enjoy a cup of coffee, I hope this morning as you're with each other that you'll take moments to stop and pause and think about how have you been surprised by joy this Advent season? Have you been surprised by joy through a beautiful sunset? Have you been surprised by joy of a phone call from somebody? Have you been surprised by joy of making a connection with a friend or a loved one you haven't seen for a while? Have you been surprised by joy in some other way? May you take those moments this season as we wait and as we anticipate to be surprised yet again by an old familiar story that God is Emmanuel. God is with us. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. O loving Lord, God of the beautiful songs and the beautiful psalms of poetry, God of your scripture that reminds us, look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God, you, that God who are always with us, who never leaves us nor forsakes us, that, Lord, that brings us joy this day. And the moments of uncertainty that life can bring and the twists and turns around the corner that we wonder, what's next, God? We can cling to the joy and the promise that you are there. So, Lord, this day, help us to embrace hope. Help us to live peace. Help us to share love and help us to be joy. Because our joy comes from knowing you. We pray these things in the one who knows us and loves us and calls us your beloved. Amen.
Amen. We are truly blessed to have such wonderful musical talent in this congregation. Once again, good morning and welcome to all of you. From a time many years ago in this very church when everyone was allowed to have a candle, I share with you a poem of innocence and childlike wonder. From the mouths of babes comes this testimonial of a boy who heard the Christmas story. His youthful and unjaded vision embraced this tale of mystery and ultimate glory. The lighting of Advent candles, from the flame of the altar to the Christmas Eve demonstration of spreading light throughout the congregation, further inspired the boy to rejoice in the evening's celebration. The watchful eye of the mother discovered the boy's candle had not been extinguished, and she admonished him to place his candle in the basket where it should have been relinquished. Mother continued to engage with others who had ventured out on that blessed occasion, reluctant to depart the warm companionship that eased the loneliness of separation from a husband whose job required round-the-clock attention regardless of holidays or family tradition. But Mom soon noted her boy again mingling with friends, hoisting his candle aloft, and in addition, the flame had been reignited, a severe breach of acceptability for the wife of a firefighter and mother of Steve. "We must go now," I said, as I blew out the candle and gathered our coats to leave. "What were you thinking?" I said in frustration, once seated and buckled in the car. "And why?" "To light our Advent wreath from the Christ candle," was my precious boy's reply. Children may be a challenge and at times exasperating to you, but if you think they don't listen, there's proof that they do. God Most Holy, the lighting of the Advent candles reminds us that you are the light and life of our world. For the air that we breathe, for warmth and light, food to eat and water to drink, we give you thanks and praise. For the good news of the gospel, healing and wholeness, freedom and justice, we offer our hearts in service. You are the gracious touch that encourages and strengthens us. Help us to honestly evaluate our relationships, and through them, help us to see how it is between us and you. Guide our thoughts and words, and help us to know and appreciate the grace only you can offer. May our lives reflect your light day by day, so that we might be the means through which others encounter Jesus Christ. By your grace, be the unity between our lives, the light by which we see, the anchor in turbulent times, and the rock upon which we stand. Wrap us in your arms and fill us with your spirit so that we might infuse this world with your light and glory. We ask that you bless the comforting prayer quilt to be given in honor of a child of God, and bestow upon the recipient your love and calming peace. At this time, we lift up those in our hearts as we share a moment of silence. Let us now feel your Holy Spirit flowing through us as we repeat the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
The ushers to come forward to receive today's offering. Just want to let you know that mission work here is an important part of who we are as the First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake. And today you are invited to be engaged in mission with us all. If you came in through the community room, you saw that it's set up to make Noah lunches. Again, lunches that will be given out in downtown Detroit. It was explained to someone this morning, I'm not going to say who, that it could be the best meal somebody has. Imagine what you're putting in that bag as somebody's good meal for the day. So please take part in that mission work, in that effort, and continue to pray for all the mission efforts that come out of this church to love God, to serve God, and to serve this community.
Lord God, who comes in the form of a child, bless these offerings we bring in your name. Use what we bring today to bring hope and peace and joy to the world around us through our missions, our ministries, and our community. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Oh, dear church, may you be surprised by moments of joy this Advent season and this week. May you be surprised and share that joy with the world around us. Go forth with the love of God in your hearts, the peace of Jesus always with you, and the power of the Holy Spirit filling you. Go out in this world knowing that God is Emmanuel. God is with us. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.